Well, it is a Tech Tuesday once again. Every Tuesday, our digital media manager, Sarah Kenzie, joins us. And typically, she tells us what you're going to get in your email boxes, but she's joining us today, well, because they're not getting anything. Good morning, Sarah. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning.
No email coming out today. Kind of, why did we make that change? Let our listeners know.
Well, that's because later this week, you're going to get an email about Share-a-thon instead. So we're taking a little bit of a break from our normal weekly roundups just so we can focus on the Share-a-thon. We didn't want to overwhelm people's inboxes. But once Share-a-thon is all wrapped up, we'll go back to that weekly roundup. That's the highlight reel of our Mater Dei Radio content.
And for our regular listeners who are joining us on the Morning Blend, you know that David and I have been talking quite a bit about Share-a-thon. We do this twice a year, and it's our ability to ask all of our listeners to support Mater Dei Radio with our day-to-day operating costs. So that is beginning next Monday. So, Sarah, you are joining us today, though, because we're going to talk, though, a little bit about how Mater Dei Radio is using technology for evangelization. And since you've come on board, you've really helped us find out all of those ways that younger people are connecting to each other that perhaps our parents didn't do.
That's right. I think there's so many ways that we can use technology to evangelize and to connect with each other and to learn more about our faith. And so it's really exciting to use a lot of those new tools.
You know, one of those tools that I know you've been working on is our new app, and we're going to be excited because one of the things during Share-a-thon week is we are going to kind of let people know how they're going to be able to find this. But an app is one of the ways that we use to evangelize, but our own parishes are using different media platforms. And well, if those media platforms don't go down, like perhaps some of us may have tried to get into Instagram or Facebook, but it is a way that we are connecting. And you said in, as we were preparing for an interview, in your own phone, if you open it up to different apps, you find all kinds of great content that you can connect to.
Yes, it's really about how we use these platforms, right? They can be used for, you know, great evil, but they can also be used for great good. And so, you know, it's really about being intentional about who are you following on these different apps, and you know, what is your purpose when you're on there? Is it to connect with, you know, with loved ones, which is a good reason? Mm-hmm. Is it to learn more about your faith? That's a good reason. You know, and like you said, when I open an app, say like Instagram, if I'm following a lot of great Catholic accounts, I open it up and I just am learning so much. I'm being inspired throughout the day. And, you know, you can really use a lot of these tools to learn about your faith. And so we also try to do that from Mater Dei Radio on our accounts and through our email and our website, our podcast, and soon our app. We're trying to also spread the gospel and bring people closer to Jesus Christ.
Sarah, the Rosary Bowl would be a great example of how Mater Dei Radio is able to spread evangelization. You were down there over the weekend. You got an opportunity to, you know, see face to face, which is mm-hmm. the best way to connect to people.
Yes.
But for those who couldn't attend, if they opened up, say, Mater Dei Radio Facebook page, well, they might have seen a story from the Rosary Bowl. How does that work?
Yeah, so that's a fun way to just kind of give people a glimpse into what, you know, what an event is like. So we just took, you know, little video snippets throughout the day, different, you know, the homily, the rosary, the talks, just some of the displays that were there. There was so many great Catholic organizations down at the Rosary Bowl, and it was a very prayerful day and a full church. And it was a great experience. But like you said, if you can't be there, it's fun to just see what is happening at these different events. And our quick videos on the stories gives you a chance to do that. And we will be doing that for Share-a-thon. And I really enjoyed taking those behind the scenes videos last time. So follow along next week during Share-a-thon on our social media pages, because you'll get to see, you know, some of the behind the scenes fun and chaos of Share-a-thon week. It's really cool to kind of get that glimpse behind the scenes when you're used to just hearing us on the radio.
It's going to be a great way for our listeners who have never seen us before live on the air. You're going to actually get to see through those stories, through our media accounts, how all of that is working, how we are set up here in the studio. You know, Sarah, when the radio station first opened here in our new home on Sylvan Hill, during that first share-a-thon, I had an opportunity to shoot a little bit of video from the different parts of our new building so people could actually see, well, what it looks like. And now with COVID, boy, we haven't had guests up here. Feels like in a little while. So it's going to be another great opportunity to see, you know, all of us, the morning blend and you, Sarah, and all the different people and volunteers who are helping. That it's just a wonderful week for all of us here. While the hours are very long, boy, the support we feel really is what keeps us going. So for those who are online, well, it's another great way to just lend your support, is because we're going to know if you've opened up any of those stories.
That's right.
You know, Sarah, on top of people just looking and scrolling by, there are also ways, you know, we're all called to evangelize.
Yes.
And it's very simple on social media, because you don't have to just scroll through things. You can actually take it a step further.
That's right. And especially during Share-a-thon week, there's such a great opportunity for every single one of you to help spread the word about our ministry and about how we are leading people closer to Jesus, and just to tell other people about this radio station. And so we're going to be providing a lot of ways that you can help spread the word. Actually, if you go to our website right now, on our Share-a-thon page, we have a whole bunch of images that you can share through social media. You can put it on your stories. You can put it on as a post. If you don't have social media, or maybe social media, our platforms are down, you can also take some of those resources and send it in an email, send it in a text to your friends. If you know people that listen to Catholic radio, this is a great opportunity to ask them to help support us and to help keep us going. And, you know, even just outside of Share-a-thon, there's so many ways that you can spread the word about what Mater Dei Radio is doing. You can share, you know, our social media posts, but you can also forward the email that you get every week. If there's a podcast that you really have been inspired by, that's one of our shows, you can now send those links, because we are on all these podcast platforms. You can easily just text that link to a friend. You can post it on your Facebook page. There's so many ways that you can share digitally what Mater Dei Radio is doing. And, you know, by extension, like, that, what we're doing is spreading the gospel. And so we really want to bring people, you know, closer to Jesus and to know the Catholic faith better. And it's so easy to evangelize digitally now. And so we really encourage you during Share-a-thon week, help us spread the word about that, but also spread the word about the Catholic faith.
Oh, absolutely. How great we would all feel, Sarah, is if we opened up our Mater Dei Radio Facebook page and found that our posts have been shared. Maybe somebody added the tag. I'm praying for Mater Dei Radio, because above all, we need your support, but we most definitely need your prayers during the week. Well, Sarah, I thank you so much. We're not going to have a Tech Tuesday next week because, of course, it's Share-a-thon, but we'll catch up with you in 2 weeks.
Sounds great. Thanks, Brenda.
God bless.